Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NetCUSO Network here in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada, and have two fine folks here in the credit union industry. We're talking partnerships today, yes. Aren't we? Okay, so let's do some introductions before we talk partnership. Masako Long from Janusy.
Masako, hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
A little tired. Second week in Vegas.
I know. Right? Gosh, it's the Las Vegas Marathon, I tell you. All right. And then we have James Chemplaville from Salus.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, James. Good to see you.
I'm good. First NetCUSO conference. Excited to be here.
It's a good one. You picked a good one to come to. This is one of my favorites because there's such a entrepreneurial startup environment here. Yes. So you picked a good one to come to. So, all right. That said, how's the conference going for you guys so far? I know we're kind of like in the first half of the day or day one, I guess, Masako.
I think it's been great. I mean, for me, I've seen a lot of people. I got to meet James for the first time in person. Oh. We've been doing all video calls. And so it's been great to see him. And then we've kind of done some connections just with other people already in the network.
So. Good deal. James, any takeaways, any highlights so far?
It's really impressive to see all the different startups and fintechs and CUSOs here that are building really cool solutions for the space. It's an energizing feeling just to be in the room.
It is.
And to feel what everybody is working on and the exciting solutions that are coming.
Indeed. And I have to admit, this room is crowded. It's very crowded.
It is crowded.
It's packed. So good deal. That's good for the folks that are all the exhibitors here displaying their wares, including you guys as well. So you're out and about doing your thing too?
Well, we're attending this time. We don't have a booth, but we've had a lot of good meetings.
You're still here.
Yeah, we're here.
Exactly.
A lot of networking, for
sure. All right, hey, let's talk about the networking right here.
Yes.
So there's a partnership to be announced.
Partnership.
So Masako, I'll let you go first on how Janusy and Salus are working together. And then how the ultimate message, how are they helping the Crickets?
Well, we're really excited to bring Salus on. They, We came together. We were Salus was referred to us, and we hit it off right away. They have a micro lending solution that James will talk about more. I'm really here to let James talk about Salus, but I think we're really excited because they got super excited, want to work with us right away. We still had to like validate the use cases. Ryan, who we'll hopefully have on a future show, he's the technology guy, and he was raring to go right away, but we finally got them on, starting the onboarding process, so we're excited to eventually bring a credit union soon.
Good deal. I know, and Janusy is like the great core connector here, so that's what I'm calling
helping facilitate their use case to make sure we get information from the core and be able to write back and that sort of thing.
Now, Salus, now give us a quick elevator speech on Salus and then how you guys are working together with Janusy to benefit credit unions.
Sure. So Salus is a digital underwriting platform, and what we're bringing to the credit union space specifically is the ability to do micro lending on a digital basis.
Okay.
And micro loans, I think people know about small dollar loans of $2,000 and below.
Yeah.
Micro loans is something a little different. Micro loans is something as small as $200, as small as $100, as small as $50.
Wow.
And the reason that you do that is because if you look at the large digital banks that have grown by millions and millions of young Gen Z millennial users, what's the killer feature that they love? They love microloans. They love to be able to get that loan on demand in real time without having to visit a branch, without having to call into a call center. They use it a ton. We've been working in other spaces in the microlending space, and now we want to bring it to the credit union space. And the easiest way to do that is by working with people like Janusy.
Wow, so what are they using this money for? I mean, like a new pair of shoes or?
It's a really interesting use case because it ranges from kind of the microlending space ranges from BNPL, so specific consumption. Consumption-oriented purchases to even emergency expenses that are really small. It could be something as simple as filling up a gas tank a couple days before payday so that you can get to work. But the reality is that younger members and younger users crave this product and they are flocking to the alternatives that offer it. So we're bringing that cutting-edge technology to credit unions so that they can bring the killer feature proposition that digital banks are already offering.
Okay, here goes my mind now. I'm taking it a step further because credit unions obviously want to get younger. And so, having said that, the younger generation loves these micro loans that you're talking about. That's a way to attract these younger members, right? And so the technologies you guys working together will enable credit unions to do just that, right? And I mean, that's one of the goals, I would think, right here?
No, absolutely. If you think about the average user that we've seen in the microlending space, they're 29 years old.
Really?
And that is obviously a far cry from necessarily the broader credit union population.
Yeah.
And the key for us in addressing the challenge of integration with credit union technology stacks and core processors is how do you get to a one-to-many solution?
Mm-hmm.
And Janacy is a perfect partner to allow us to do that. And Masako can explain in more detail how incredible their solution is.
Masako, he has teed you up.
Oh, no.
Ready to go. Set the table nicely for you.
I have to use my brain power. No, but I mean, really taking their use case and getting the information like that can make that more efficient, right? So, like, what's the member information? Do they have an account already, or do they need to create a new account? Once they get the information and can do their underwriting magic, then how do we fund the account appropriately? So all those transactions are happening by being facilitated on our platform.
Gotcha. Yeah, you guys make everything so efficient now and accessible and available. So which is, I think, what you guys are looking forward to as well. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way that I would describe it is, you don't want the conversation to stop from an integration perspective as what core do you use, what digital banking provider do you have. That shouldn't be where the conversation stops.
Yeah.
That should be where the conversation starts.
Mm-hmm.
And Janacy enables us to keep the conversation going beyond that point so that we can get to the real value prop for the member.
Good point. Good point. Oh, my gosh, guys. I'm very excited. So this is just starting out, right? Am I correct on that? So,
correct.
So credit unions are to come. So I'm assuming that's, you guys are walking around, hey, look at us. We're partnering up. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Anything else to add, James?
Yeah, what I would say is that we're new to the credit union space. If you want to find out about us, you can look for us at salesfintech.com.
Okay.
We'll be around the floor. We're attending as well. So come say hi to me and my co-founder, Ryan.
Okay.
And you'll see more things from us in the future with Janacy.
Right on, right on. Masako, anything else to add here?
Hey, if you have core connection woes, that's us, right? Come find us. We're really excited. I mean, again, the more fintechs that come on our platform, the more credit unions that come on our platform, the easier it is to just engage in communication and visibility across that. So,
you guys did that really, really well. Yeah, this is going to snowball for sure. So,
yes.
Good job, guys. All right, there they are, the dynamic duo here at Nikuso. They're walking around. If you want a micro loan and a connection to your core and those two together, boom.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.